live from the Auction Community Studios. We're joined now on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line by Arizona Diamondbacks hitting coach Dave Magadan. Dave, thanks for the time this afternoon. What's the feeling after that wild win last night?
Well, it was a crazy one last night. We're down five nothing. We're not able to get anything going against Musgrove, and then he hits CO to start off the seventh inning, and then it just kind of woke us up. Had some really good at bats. Obviously, had some huge hits from Lamb and Descalso, and Nick Ahmed got us going there with a big hit right after CO got the second. So. It was a huge win.
Yeah.
To come from behind like that.
Yeah, no doubt. Dave, some people looked at it last night and said, oh, that's good old school baseball. There was no bench clearing brawls, no ejections, just retaliation, and that should be the end of it. Is there a feeling that was the end of it because these are the Pirates in the other dugout after all?
Well, I think we made our statement, We felt like it was it was a little strange that CO got hit in that situation, but, it did kind of wake us up, and it got us fired up, and we ended up having some great at-bats and ended up winning the game. Now, whether it was because of that or not, who knows, but I certainly feel good about us coming out on the winning end after a game like that.
Now, a couple days ago, Goldie got plunked just because, at least ostensibly, just because he is rolling. And it was either out of frustration or a pitcher who wants to get him uncomfortable again now that he's finally found his comfort zone. Where do you draw the line between ethical baseball and the use of retaliation and just absurd nonsense stuff like that?
Well, I mean, Goldie's just doing his job. He's doing what he gets paid for. He was having a good series, and to hit somebody just because they're having good at-bats and taking good at-bats, just make better pitches,
Yeah.
And to drill him just because he's driving the ball and having, really good at-bats, to me, is going beyond what you need to do. Just make better pitches and get them out. And to hit them and risk injury, especially, the ball was not below the waist. It kind of, it kind of hit him above the waist. And, some of these guys don't have that kind of command where they can, just drill guys. Ball can get away from them and hit them in the head and could do some permanent injury to a player. So, to me, if a guy's doing good, there's no reason to hit him. Just make better pitches, get them out. That's the ultimate payback.
Talking to Arizona Diamondbacks hitting coach Dave Magadan. Dave, I want to go back to last night just for a second because you mentioned the bats came alive after Chris Owings got hit. Baseball is not one of those sports where you can necessarily just get emotional and say we're going to try harder and all of a sudden it's going to work. And you mentioned that Musgrove was kind of cruising up to that point. Did you notice that maybe he got thrown off after that as well?
He might have. The kid's got really great stuff. We knew we were in for a tough matchup going into the game. Now, whether it shook him a little bit, I don't know. I think we just had better at bats. We got him in the zone. He made more middle mistakes after he did drill CO. But for whatever reason, our focus was better. We ended up getting better pitches to hit, and when we got him, we didn't miss him. So. I tip our hat to Musgrove that he did get to the seventh inning and pretty much was having his way with us, but he couldn't finish us off, and we ended up having some really good at bats in some big situations.
All right, Dave, I want to ask you about this because last year the team adopted the tunneling philosophy. You guys went all in the offseason. Guys were raving about it in the spring, and then the month of May happened, and maybe the two are not correlated, but it looked like there were a lot of guys getting locked up. People who saw Goldie thought, okay, you know what? It just looks like he's thinking too much, and that might explain maybe him being late on fastballs. You guys, I think, have done a great job adjusting from if those were the struggles. Can you take us through the evolution of that and how it may or may not have played a role in that month of May?
I don't think it had anything to do with it. I think tunneling is probably just another word to get a good pitch to hit. We're trying to, especially with these guys that are throwing so hard and they've got wipeout sliders and, it makes for a tough at bat. So we were just trying to simplify it a little bit, simplify the scouting reports where instead of, you know, a paragraph on how a guy pitches, just kind of highlight what he tries to do, what his out pitch is, and where you want the ball to start for you to put a swing on it. It, you know, for whatever reason, whether it was correlated to the tunneling or whatever, we came out of the gate struggling. I would hesitate to blame it on that. It wasn't okay. Anything revolutionary. It was just really simplifying the scouting report where, you know, this is where you need to look for the ball, and if you can do that, great. If you struggle with that, then stay with whatever approach you've had throughout your career. And it was a way to make it a little easier to understand how to approach a pitcher, and if we can attack a pitcher in that way, you know, I think it was just going to simplify things. But,
gotcha.
You know, there's a lot of reasons for teams to struggle. You know, I don't think pointing to the tunneling is something that I guess it's an easy thing to do because it was something different that we were doing. But, you know, we're doing the same thing over the last 2 weeks, and we're averaging 7 runs a game. So,
okay, yeah, and that's all fair, but it's also very rare to see entire lineups struggle in unison, which kind of has led to a lot of that speculation, at least on my behalf. But in the case of Paul,
so you don't think it's a good thing to look for a pitch in a certain area?
Oh, and no, I don't have an area of expertise to even or the context to even answer that properly. I just know that if I heard that this was implemented at the end of last season, that it might or might not coincide with what Goldie was doing in September, although he was hurt, and then it may or may not explain why he seemed to look so out of sorts earlier in the year. But you're the hitting coach, so I'm going to take your word on that. Let me ask you, from your vantage point then, what has Goldie done to get himself out of this, or was it just a matter of time, in your opinion?
Well, it's probably a combination of a few things. I don't care who you are. Once you go into a period of time where you're not getting a lot of hits and you're having poor at-bats, you tend to lose a little bit of confidence. And there were some things mechanically that we were trying to clean up and, you know, stuff that leaked over from last year. And, you know, it kind of presented itself in spring training again. And, you know, you got to be careful with the mechanical stuff, because that's stuff you want to work on in the pregame stuff. And hopefully when the game starts, it's out of your mind and you're not thinking about it. And all you're thinking about is getting a good pitch to hit. But invariably, that's kind of what happens. It doesn't matter who you are. So I think there was a period of time where Goldie was maybe thinking a little bit about what we were trying to get him to do. And then his pitch selection suffered. He was swinging at pitches that he normally doesn't swing at, because that's part of what makes him such a great hitter, is that he swings at the pitches he should swing at, and he takes the ones he shouldn't swing at. So it kind of snowballed from there, and you know, the loss of confidence, you know, the pitch selection, and then maybe focusing a little bit too much on what he was doing mechanically at the plate in the game was causing his pitch selection to suffer. So I think once he started rolling with and started getting used to what the mechanical changes were, and he didn't really have to think about them anymore, his pitch selection got better, which you saw on the road trip. And actually it started to show a little bit on the last homestand, but it continued onto the road trip. And hopefully we can keep him going for a long period of time.
Dave, I want to ask you about this before we let you go. John Jay, only 12 at-bats with the team since coming over from Kansas City. But what are you expecting from him at the plate?
He's a professional hitter. He's a proven hitter. He's, you know, close to 290 career hitter. He has good at-bats. He puts the ball in play. I think he's going to be a pretty good leadoff hitter for us. He's patient, but he's aggressive when he needs to be aggressive. I think it's unfortunate he got off to the start that he's gotten off with us, where he struck out a few times, but that's certainly not the type of hitter that he is. You know, I think he's a little bit late getting ready to hit, and he's missing some fastballs that he normally puts in play. So we talked about it yesterday a little bit, and hopefully with his start today, he'll start getting on the right track. But he's a welcome addition. He's a guy that always gives you a professional at bat, and a guy like that is always well received on a team.
Dave Magadan, good stuff. Thanks for the time. Good luck tonight against Pittsburgh. All right.
All right, guys. Thank you,
Dave.
All right, thank you.
Right.
It's Dave Magadan joining us on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. That's CoulterTempe.com, CoulterOnCamelback.com, and CoulterNissan.com.